Radio St. Pete Insider is pleased to introduce one of our sporty correspondents, Brian Hartz, covers pickleball and tennis for us. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks, Annette. Really happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the shift in career. You were a journalist, but always with a passion for racket sports, and now it's the other way around. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess I'm the classic pandemic side hustle career change person. What they call that, the great reset or something, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I spent the first 20 years of my career as a print magazine and newspaper journalist, and but I've been a tennis player all my life, you know, since I was a little kid. I played on my high school team, my college team, and then when I moved here to St. Pete around 11 years ago, I started a social tennis meetup, you know, just for fun, and that, you know, we had great turnout. And people kept asking me to hit with them one-on-one, though. And so I thought, you know, maybe I should get my coaching certification. So in fall, let's see, I think it was October, November 2019, I got my coaching certification through PTR, Professional Tennis Registry. And lo and behold, you know, a few months later, COVID hit, and all of a sudden everybody and their brother wanted tennis lessons. And so my timing was pretty good, but it was a happy accident, I guess you could say. And I got so busy with it that this past year I quit my full-time job with the Business Observer and went all in on tennis and pickleball coaching. So,
what the heck is going on with pickleball? Why is it so popular?
I think there's a few reasons. Again, the pandemic got everybody wanting to play sports outside because it was one of the few things you could do, especially tennis and pickleball, because it was, you know, kind of, you weren't like, you know, in someone's face, like in basketball, you know, you were at a distance, but you could still have fun and socialize with your friends and meet new people. And I think people were really craving that. And pickleball has a very low kind of barrier to entry skill-wise. It's not as technical as tennis. You don't need to know all the different grips and strokes and strategies. It's a smaller court. I think it's just it's just kind of an easier sport in general to play. You know, I think if you can play ping pong or something like that, it's relatively easy to at least play pickleball at a pretty basic level.
So. Yeah, I'm the Forrest Gump girl. So tell us about the Pickleball Expo. I think you're part of that. That's coming up in April.
Yeah, there's an organization here based in St. Pete called Suncoast Pickleball LLC, and they are a pickleball kind of an event management company. They started last year, and they are organizing a Pickleball Expo on April 18th at the Coliseum in downtown St. Pete. 3 to 7 p.m., and I'll be one of the featured pros there. You can come down, learn a lot about pickleball, how to play it, get some tips. There will be pickleball equipment vendors there, health and wellness companies. So it should be a really good time. You know, it's a great way to get introduced to the sport, and also if you're someone who already plays, I'm sure you can meet a lot of new players there and, you know, check out some cool new equipment, you know, paddles, all the other accessories, you know, that you need to be successful on the court. So
check out Radio St. Pete under podcast for Brian Hartz. What's your racket? Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.